what I'm trying to. An average fan, not average fan, average person can go out and break seven or ten inches. I've never done it. You can break through on shit, you know, shit on the floor. You can go out and shit an NBA straight point, free throw. Even a throw, I don't know if you're on the shore, I'm sorry, the football, but you can kind of enjoy the sports. Now you put them in a wheelchair and grab it, they might have to do that. Or no average person can even be relatively close to wrapping in a speed rail type rail. I give you 6 months away with this. So what's wrong? No speed tickets. How about that? It's nice to be more rare sometimes. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to this year. I'm loading with speed. It's hard to gauge the speed you have. And practice like today when it's going to throw stuff. So, you know, for us and Charles coming on board, throwing the shots for us is a different change of pace, change of attitude, change of playing in his Russian body. So, it's all seemed to work out real fast. We can work real well. Excited about that. Building that flat, but a lot of things to that are still left on to be unveiled for Charles and just to figure out, you know, his place in this series and where we're at right now. So it's really moving growth, but everything seems to be flowing just right now. Yeah, he's very direct and he's structured with a military background. I was kind of informed on that, and so, you know, we have briefing meetings for Rook Daytona and our strategy stuff, hopefully. So Monday, 10 minutes before we're heading, just making sure you have all the parent information and the links are all set up and you're ready to go, and I'm ready. So it's nice to have somebody to keep you in check, keep you on your toes. And yeah, so I think just from that standpoint, I'm sure that trickles through even at the start. I don't see it, but I haven't seen stuff there. But just from how we interact, there's many games being played, and we're straight to the point. Such a big change now, you know, I was on the fence about making a change because I was so comfortable with it. And it's hard to step away from something that you're comfortable with, right? And something that seems to be working fairly well. But I kind of just took a step back and put all the trust and faith in the team to, you know, make the necessary calls and the right calls. And so far, it's so good. You know, we're season started today. And so there's still, like I said, there's a rip left to unreal and get the rip on, but I think Charles fits right in into the brand that we've created with X-Ray 311 and everybody in airspeed, and just the culture and the environment we have there. So it's a so far so good change, but we'll just have to see. But I texted him, it was either Sunday, going up to the track above again, or Saturday. Oh, what did we do? Sunday? That's so funny. So one of those today is a for us. I don't know how to change clothes, but I wouldn't be where I'm at if I were with her, but I would rather see you guys, so I appreciate it. So that's cool. I mean, consistency is key. You know, we seem to have started the year off really, and we sort of have really let our run okay, and then we got a deeper run in the summer stretch, and we're 15, you know. And we need to keep the flame lit the entire season. It's super relevant. You know, you're going to have a half flame, you're going to have a low flame, but if you're on this lane, you got a chance. You want to do a really good job of doing that. It's sort of silver, you know. The BF Cup level, the winds might come on earth, and you have to be ready to pass when they do. So that's what we're looking forward to. Not going to leave the reservation on anything that we don't have to, but just put a little more work into it. No, he's, I feel like he's very much invested into the sport and what we have going on at 2311. And he reassures that through all the people that work on the race for us each and every day. That we're sort of competing for runs and competing for a championship. And we're just looking forward to that. But he enjoys, he's competitive, he wants to win, and he knows what it takes to win. And it's all up to us. He's got everything in front of him. I mean, obviously, Tyler was over the floor. Chris, our team was capable of. And how do we go about business? And so I think that motivates Tyler even more. So, like I said, he's got everything. It's just up to him to go out and work. I'm not even sure if we got that new wave I was playing, right? I forget, you're starting with two tires. Whatever it is, Yes, dude, I'm in. I'm on vacation for Pirates Pro. My two wins have come in the Pirates, and so I don't know what it's like going early in the season, so I just I'm going to focus on that. I was a fair apple for people that would never really appreciate it, the diversity standpoint from it. You know, it's up to you to have that good spirit in the world and just treat everybody equal how you want to be treated, and it doesn't matter what they look like. You just have to just do things right. You know, you put the room and do things right and be respectful of the human being. I made a promise to one of the guys on the team to never be negative on surf again. So I may have slipped once or twice last year, but I think over a better standpoint, still just competitive, man. You know, when things are going around, or things that you can control, you didn't do anything. And there's no easier person to blame than yourself. And so I'm not afraid to do that. You know, it's kind of rare on earth. I'm just going to surf around. So I just want to be better than where I'm at and be the best ultimately. And I know there's a real better guy else than me in the sport, and that's okay. I accept that. But, you know, there's nothing more like when you slap in the career and put the helmet on that you want to go beat them, because that means you've done something. Oh, man. Coming home second couple times. You know, I've seen the stats for how we perform here in Daytona. It's an incredible race, and something really cool to get through. You know, I've told, you know, when Baxter came over and coached me for me in 2020, I said, hey, man, take 15 minutes yourself to be a fan of the spectacle that you're a pro of for the 300. And I told Curls that. I said, take 10, 15 minutes, and you get a break in your schedule. Just go walk around and see how many people are here just to agree on with the train. It's really different than any truck race, right? But being here in Daytona, it's a massive facility. Harold's done a great job of putting on a good show here for the fans, and it's cool. We've come close too many times, but I think it's like a little bit better than some of the spots, so it's cool. I put up my own running early in Harrison. Just getting yourself ripped in, you can, you know, have a massive weight lifted off your shoulders. And doing it here on the big stage for 500, it's no better day for it. That's real. That weight comes off the shoulders, but goes in your hands. That's like that out by handing the bike down. You know, it's new, and so I'm, I think it's the other day, I'm prepping to go up. And so me and Booty were back and back just ripped. You know, we don't like very many people. We like to do our own thing, you know. And, you know, Charles has gone through all the motions of being in all the meetings and being acclimated to what it takes to operate at the top level in our lab and everything that goes on at 2311. And so he's just very direct. He's very attentive to every little detail. And, you know, that's a change of pace for me. I'm not saying that Booty was not, but we would, the way me and Booty operated was, hey, man, I gave you a fast career. Going to play for 15th, 20th, and we'll go kick the rest of the race. And we'll take my tractors and bourbon for the next 2 hours, right? You need to do this, you need to do that, and we'll execute to the left, and that'll be it. That's what a fair play for. So, what changed the pace for me? It's a little bit more structured and buttoned up, which I'm not really fond of, but I'm also right here. This is a new year, new me, I guess. He's making sure, like I said, I'm set up for the meetings that we have. If I'm not there in person, he sets me to perhaps a month beforehand. Hey, you got the link, you got the number, make sure you're around. I think just flat. It's like, you're out, man. I'm there. I'm right there. I got you. I'm doing it. time. It's been really neat. And Norman, I've played some of the smaller role in that. It's been really cool. And we're getting to the point now where we're bouncing, you know, ideas off of each other. And it's not just coming to me for, you know, hey, how do you get around this place? It's like, hey, what do you feel? I mean, he's a different manufacturer. He still gives me some secrets. Hopefully, he doesn't give me the trouble. But that's just how it rules. And I think if we can both continue just to work hard and be successful in the sport, we'll let our reserves do real quick and hopefully let the driver's seats fill up with different places. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd be great. You know, look at what Malcolm has done and how long he's invested his time and energy into the sport and following his many footsteps. The family state playoff was really, really neat. I sent him a message on Instagram and he was grateful for it. But it's cool to see. It's cool to see a lot of people have success this way. Are you seeing more Lucy Lassa in the field? Yeah, we had a plan for it. We were in conjunction with JPR. 8-1, and we're top prize in all of them. We saw 23 people. Now we're over 100. And it's rare to see our three cars. Magnificent facility, race speed, top notch people, top notch equipment, just everything that you need, a driver needs, a team needs to perform at the top level of our sport. You can feel that from day one. We knew it was going to take a lot of work, getting the right people in the right spot, the right resources and everything. But that was the mentality. Vinny and MJ said here forever. They wanted to be a championship contending team. Well, they got that in year four. And so now I say, hey, we need two cars in the championship. In fact, right. Be a hard thing to do, but if Tyler can do it, we can all do it. He's given us the motivation to go out and be competitive, and we're excited to see how the season takes us. I was not in the cup car. Speeding on pit road. That was my first time doing a digital dash. I sped through sections 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then spun back in 7 on penalty. I sped my time again. So I was speeding. I don't think I've made that many mistakes since 2017. But just a cool day. I remember sitting in the car for the first time and just how different everything felt. The visual standpoint of being a competitor, I felt like I was like in a limousine. It was a weird feeling. But it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of speed, good group of guys, enjoyed it on the track, so it was really, really fun. A little bit, I think the biggest thing is that you don't want to create a hit and run or make a mistake with the guys that are actually fighting for something, right? You want to go out and run all the laps and try out and just get better. But at the same time, I've always been a super competitive guy. Like, you're racing against Roglic, and you have to have confidence. I can drive any car further than you. It's just you learn how to manipulate the car to get around the rest of the car. Anybody can drive it in further, but how do you get out to the other side quicker, you know? And so it took some time to figure that part out. It's cool to see. It's cool to see how far we've come.